episode 2651, The Numbers of Life.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're feeling extremely well. It is health and wellness today. It's all about living the life that you were created to live, but you have to be willing to do the work and put it in to build that strong foundation when it comes to healthy living. So what are the numbers of life for you? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live love and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Are you stuck on the numbers of life? Being healthy is a success that many people forget to celebrate. So celebrate the little things that are life-changing. You know, we can become too set on the numbers of life, the calories. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The scale. What does your scale read today? Were you even on the scale? Maybe it was the size on the hanger. What about portion size? The amount of fluid that you drank? But what about living life? What do those numbers look like? And is there a number you equate to it? See life at its potential with the intentionality to improve it along the way. Don't discount what matters. Celebrate the little things. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Celebrate the little things. So, you know, I got to lead in with a question here. How is your health? And I want you to be honest. Where are you? Let me give you some background story of where I am right now. I am working now with a gut coach and a glucose coach. Yes, believe it or not, we're talking sugar and we're talking digestion, all of which ends up in a lot of poo. Okay, not exactly, but it kind of seems that way because you see, everything counts. And I'm looking at my body and I'm dissecting it. And it's interesting because I'm working with all these different people and I've got a manual and questions and I'm trying to follow these guides and I'm using things that are 6,000 years old, like we're talking biblical times here. And then I'm using things that are cutting edge, artificial intelligence. It is crazy, but I'm bringing it all together to help and serve my healthy living. Now, of course, you know my goal is to allow you to see into what I'm learning because this might be something that you are looking for your body. How to get on the cutting edge of where you need to be for your healthy living. So how is your health? Are you doing well? Is everything great? Are you recovering like I am from a cold? I do think it's seasonal for me. I am getting better, but you know what? My voice, well, it's a little raspy. Some things, that's a great thing. Other things, it's like totally annoying. Now, if it leaves me for a little bit, which sometimes it does in the morning, my husband's like, this is heaven. And I just have to giggle. And I think, only if you knew. But that's for another episode. And let me ask you this too. What are you currently working on? Because when it comes to our health, there's always something we're working on. Now, if you're already in a rhythm and you've got a regimen, guess what? That's what you're currently working on. You don't have to be doing something new that you haven't worked on forever. It's where you are right now with your life, but it is important to celebrate the little things, and that's what we miss. And we just take it for granted. And then all of a sudden, something sneaks up on us. Yes, and we're scared. We come into a health crisis. We face something that we're like, gosh darn it, I wish I wasn't here, or I wish 5 years ago I would have done something differently. After going through menopause and now I'm on the other side, it's important for me to see and understand my body even deeper. I was doing that before, over a decade ago. And then I kind of did it when I was growing up, but I didn't know to the nth degree as to really what I was facing, the challenges that I had as my body continued to age. And the crazy thing is I didn't know it was happening my entire life. So some of these things I'm having to uncover since literally I was conceived. Now, as you know, I'm recovering from that somewhat because I have a conversation with God daily. But in this conversation now, it has switched because now I'm looking at numbers, the numbers of life, how it's serving me and how it's not, but it's not typical. It's not about the calories. It is to a degree, but not exactly. It's not about the number on the scale. It is, but not exactly. You see what I mean? My focus is driven differently. And so it's really important for us as human aging individuals. And I know that sounds strange, but you've got to own where you're at. We're always aging. Our cells are getting older. So we have to learn how to serve ourselves so we can have our cells serve us. Now, if you say that fast 3 times, I guarantee you it's going to be a tongue twister because if I try to do it again, it's not going to happen. So living a lifestyle that serves your body requires patience, intentionality, and resolve. You've got to be willing to put in the work, continue the work, do it every day, build that consistency, and try to figure out what's not working and still go after it. All of which are vitally important to the success of your health, feeling your best. I've been able to spend the entire week so far with my grandson. It's been such a blessing having my daughter here while my son in love is overseas and having, of course, the grand dog. We cannot forget the grand dog. He's adorable. He's actually just sitting at my feet right now as I'm recording this for you. But in looking at all of that, I'm reminded, we were at the park yesterday. I was reminded as I was going up and down all the time, all these stairs, carrying my 18-month-old grandson, who's getting to be such a big boy, and he wants to do everything by himself. He wants his grandma to help him, but he still wants to do his own things. I'm thinking, wow, I'm getting some really good workout here. A different one, a functionality workout, but it was still a workout. One that was a great reminder, Christiane, stay the course. And celebrate the little things along the way. Know you don't have all the answers to your body right now, but you are figuring it out. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And so my glucose coach, my gut coach, those are just a few. I have so many right now. And then all of my knowledge and then taking it and then taking the knowledge of my friends and my husband and putting it all together. It is crazy, wicked, awesome, but it takes time. And so sometimes you want to rush it, but you've got to be patient for the success of your health. Celebrate the little things. So let me ask you these 3 questions. Number one, what are you doing well? You've got to know what you're doing well and celebrate them. Are you drinking water like you haven't drank water before? Awesome. Keep doing it. Let me encourage you with this one. I want you to start waking up. And within the first 10 to 15 minutes of you waking, because I honestly, you know, you do got to get your feet wet, meaning that ground them, know that you're alive. And then I want you to drink lemon water, approximately 16 ounces. Take a lemon, half squeeze, and I want you to put that in your water and I want you to drink it. And if you can handle it, I want it to be room temperature water. I don't want it to be cold because that's going to constrict your digestive system and all. It's going to constrict things that goes down because it's going to be a shock. It's like, ah! You don't want that. You want it just to be warm and inviting. So I'm not one for tea so much in the morning. Man, I like to feel alive. So I just have, guess what? My bottle right next to me. And all I need to do is have my lemon juice ready. And that's what I do. And I pour it in fresh squeeze. It's delicious. I just kind of let it sit there and then I drink it. And it is wonderfully refreshing. So as you're moving in from spring, believe it or not, we're going to hit summer still. And then we've got fall into winter. Add that into your regimen. Add the lemon water. I promise you it's going to help your body. There's many reasons why you want to do that. As we go through this, I will try to tell you a lot of things that I'm doing and the reasons behind it, but I want to tell you this. Just trust what I'm telling you. You can also go and do the research, okay? But lemon water wakes up your body from the inside out. It helps to say hello. You need that hydration after sleeping for 6, 7, 8 hours, 9 for some of you, and that's great. Add something in to what you're doing well. And remember, what you're doing well, you got to celebrate it. Even if it's simple things like drinking water, even if it's simple things like, I got my steps in today, fantabulous, celebrate it. Number two, what needs improvement? You've got to know what you need to work on, and I guarantee you there's always something. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have a great regimen, but maybe you need to change it up a little bit. Maybe you've been doing the same old, same old. When I was running 7 to 11 miles a day, sometimes I would hit 15 to 18 to 22 miles, seriously, on my very long days. And that was great, but I was doing it every single day. I really needed to change it up a little bit. Now, it wasn't that it was bad. I loved it, so I kept doing it. But I also was missing the mark in some other areas that would have allowed me to have a more vibrant life than what I was leading at the time. So, what needs improvement? What do you maybe need to change up a little bit? Where can you add something in? I always like reminding us we need our vegetables. So are you eating good, healthy, real vegetables? Guess what's around the corner? Farmers market. Who's in for hip hip hooray? Because our farmers markets are great. And it's a way for you to serve your community by buying locally. And it's also a way for you to get the freshest food possible, not just the ones that are trucked in before they're ready and ripened, but you get the cream of the crop, literally. And so what needs improvement? What can you work on? Maybe you need to start strength training. If you're starting to get up there in your 40s into 50s, and now you're like, okay, I'm 60s are going to be coming around the corner before you know it, because it is. You may be thinking, Christiane, I just turned 40. Why would I worry about celebrating 60? Because literally in two turnarounds, 60 is going to be here. Because I'm already looking going, oh my goodness, I'm going to be hitting that mark before I know it. And it's going to happen really, really fast. What are you doing well? What needs improvement? And finally, number three, where can you start today? Pick one, just one. Maybe it is the green vegetables. Maybe it is the lemon water. Maybe for me, oh yes, I'm doing this new tea. Now, whew, hold your breath. I am not a tea girl. I am not a coffee girl. I am an all water girl. Oh yes, I love my water. I love to be poolside, I love to be beachside, and I love to drink water on the inside. So when I look at taking in something else, oh my goodness, does it ever take work? But I'm willing to start today. If I'm asking you to do something new, I'm doing something new. So this is what I'm doing. I'm doing a cumin, coriander, and fennel tea. Now this is to help with my gut. And what you do is you can actually go and you can get the seeds. You can, you know, kind of open them up by grinding them, or you can buy them already ready. Now, honestly, I'm doing the already ready. They're organic. They're real. All I do is take my teaspoon amount of what I need and I put it in my water and I heat it for 5 minutes. If I want it stronger, I go for 10 minutes and then I slowly sip it. And I do it for me personally twice a day. I would encourage you to start with one time a day if you want to try that. It's the CCF. I love it. So it's cumin, coriander, and fennel, CCF. Anyway, it's something brand new. And I'm like, I do not want to do this. But I know that it's going to help me. And so this is the process that I'm working on for relaxing my body, number one. But it's also doing a very important thing, and that's detoxifying and helping my digestive system to calm it, to prepare it for still what's to come. And so it is something I'm beginning now, and then I will continue through my gut regimen over the next 10, 11 to 12 weeks. So it's a cool thing, and I would love for you to join. Now, if it's something else for you, great, but you got to start with something today, and I want you to start with something new. What is it? Maybe it's lemon water. Maybe you're really great at drinking the water, but the lemon water, not so much. So what are you doing well? What needs improvement? And where can you start today? You have one life to live. Are you willing to live it? Or do you just want to hide? There's nothing better than watching and seeing life through the eyes of a child. And I've really been watching my grandson over the last few days and just watching how he interacts with things, the littlest, tiniest things. And so last night, he helped grandma cook. We did everything. We did homemade hamburgers. Of course, he wanted mac and cheese. We did kind of a Southern twist on it, which I don't do that always in the middle of the week, but it sounded really good. So that's what we did. And he was going in the kitchen. This was after dinner was over, and he was going from the hearth room into the kitchen and back. And so I decided I was going to sneak up on him. So I came around the corner. I got just below the island, and there he was at the end of the island. Imagine that long rectangle, so he's at the far end of it. So I come around, and I go, roar, like this big, huge lion coming out of the bush. Uh-huh. He just screamed, not with fear, but with delight. Are you screaming with delight today? Yeah, I did scare him. I startled him, did I not? But you see, his scream was reflected in, I am alive, Grandma, and you are playing with me, and I'm having so much fun that this is great, and I'm gonna squeal at the top of my lungs. But most of us are living life scared, and our scream is a fear, and we don't want to keep living life. We just keep doing what we know because it's too hard. We've convinced ourselves that we're done. I'm telling you right now, my friend, there is something better on the other side. So join with me as we go through this health journey. I want you to find things that are going to work for you. I'm going to be sharing my things. We're going to have other details, but I got to have a few other things done. Guess what? Taxes are around the corner. We've got stress happening. You know, we all do it. It's called life. But you have one life to live. Why not live it well now? Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.